Thank you. That was Sometimes I Cry by Les McCann from his album Layers, 1993. So we've moved into some jazz, and we've also got another guest here with us.
Yo, yo, yo.
That is Ezra, and we still got Charlie here, three of us here. Chilling Friday night in WMFO.
What's up, WMFO? This is my first time here, but it's awesome. Loving it.
So, I'm going to keep it with some mellow jazz to wind down after a long finals week. So, up next, we've got some spiritual jazz. We've got Astral Traveling by Pharoah Sanders.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was It Never Entered My Mind by the Miles Davis Quintet. One of my favorite Miles ballads. Very, very chill and smooth. But we need to interrupt this show with a PSA from our guest, Ezra. Ezra, what do you have to say?
What's up, guys? I'm reminding you that the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. And remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service. This has been a message from WMFO.
Important stuff.
Thank you, Ezra. Thank you.
Animal shelters. Yeah. So, the other day, chilling here, listening to some music and logging vinyl to get our volunteer hours in. And we have made it our project to log all the vinyl in this one cubby. It's all these 45s.
Cubby 164.
164. We're about halfway through.
Less than halfway through.
Realistically. But I think we're going to finish it by next semester. But anyways, the other day we were in here logging some vinyl, and we came across this peculiar 45 Double Nelson, self-titled. Mm-hmm. It's got a cool picture of an alien on it, and we were like, this looks awesome. So we were thinking about it, and we decided we were going to try playing it today. We're going to play some of it for you guys. We're going to go in blind. We've never heard this before, so bear with us. We've also never used the turntable before, so this will be a learning experience for us.
You did log, like, the genre.
It was space rock,
Space rock. It might be a little heavier than the jazzy vibe we're going for, but whatever.
Let's do it anyway.
All right. We will be playing Double Nelson, self-titled, momentarily.
Self-titled.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Side A of Double Nelson self-titled EP.
That was awesome.
First two songs, Bivouac and Win This Race. I believe it's French.
It's French, yeah.
We were logging it, and it's marked as space rock on Discogs.
That is a very accurate
genre. Some ominous sounds for driving home at 9:30 p.m. on a Friday night. Hope you enjoyed that. That was our first time.
I enjoyed that a lot.
Playing vinyl on the turntable. Exciting. Definitely want to do more of that in the future. Yeah. That was a little bit of a detour from our jazz winding down theme. Exactly. But we're going back to that now. Our guest Esra has got a song for us.
All right, guys. So this song is Black and Tan Fantasy. It was performed live by Duke Ellington. And on this one, listen to the clarinets. It's going to be pretty crazy. So, yeah, it's a very jazzy kind of ballad tune. Yeah, one of my faves. So, hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
That was A Trip by Chico Hamilton from The Dealer. That is a jazz record that I heard a while back while I was record shopping back in Portland at my favorite record store, Dig Vinyl. It's a small record joint that's like a block or two away from my house, and I have my friend is the son of the owner, and it's a great stop. It's where I've got probably like 75% of my record collection, and this is just a record that was playing one day while I was browsing in there. It was great. And up next, we're going to keep playing some more jazz. It is 10 days until Christmas Day, so in the spirit of that, I'm going to play a song from A Charlie Brown Christmas. I'm going to play Skating by the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Great song. Charlie Brown Christmas is, you know, I'm not a huge Christmas, I don't not a huge on Christmas music personally, but this is the one Christmas album I can really get down with, because my mom has a tradition of playing A Charlie Brown Christmas every year when we're putting ornaments on a tree. It's like a ritual. So I'm going to play Skating. So enjoy. That was Skating, Vince Guaraldi Trio from Charlie Brown Christmas. And as we were listening to this song, we decided that we wanted to play some more Christmas music. And collectively, Charlie and Ezra decided that we want to listen to Last Christmas by Wham. Mm. So we're going to play
Christmas
that.
Best Christmas song.
Yeah, maybe.
No question. Maybe best, no. Be best.
What are your guys' thoughts on Christmas music? Like, I'm personally, like I said, like not the biggest Christmas music fan, although Charlie Brown Christmas is
depends on
I can
what
get down
song.
With that.
Yeah, I can too. That's agreeable. But
I love Christmas music.
You know, there're like some songs like Last Christmas that I just wish weren't Christmas songs so I could listen to them all year round.
That's so true.
What's stopping you from listening to it all year round?
You got a point. I don't know. Society.
So true.
So, Last Christmas by Wham. And that's probably going to be our last song for the night. This is 91.5 WFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
This year, I save you my tears. I give it to someone special. Is this, let's just sing. Let's not play.
I give it to someone special, special.